The battle for Qusair is over. The Syrian army is now in full control of what the foreign-backed opposition called the backbone of the revolution. Video footage from the previous night, when the city was under the insurgents' control, reveals a lot about the nature of the battle that represents a turning point in the Syrian government's fight against the militants.
We crushed them after cutting off their supply lines. Some of them turned themselves in, and those who didn't either fled or were killed.
After the sunset of June 4th, the Syrian army intensified attacks on the insurgent strongholds from various directions. The army took new routes, different from the ones used in previous days, pressuring the militants and making them leave Qusair's city center into the northern quarter. By then, it wasn't long before the militants made the conclusion that the battle is lost and started leaving the city.
This pickup truck was mounted with a machine gun and used by insurgents before Syrian army seized it from them earlier this morning. And it is in cars like this one that insurgents flee the Al-Qusair city and move towards Al-Buwaida, where the upcoming battle will take place.
One of the main challenges in the military operation was tunnels like this one, which delayed the Syrian troops' advancement. After the army's victory, another fight began in Qusair, the struggle to restore the infrastructure of the war-torn city and preparing the infrastructure for the return of residents who were forced out of the city under insurgents' control. The Syrian government aims to allow as many people back as possible to prevent political exploitation of the humanitarian situation in Qusair.
I tell the people of Qusair that today's victory is your victory, and I call upon our brothers and sons of Qusair to return to their homes. I know the infrastructure is sabotaged, but I tell you to come back so we can rebuild Qusair and wipe the marks of terrorism that was cleaned by the martyrs' blood, and we will work together hand in hand to rebuild our homeland. In order to start, I have brought with me all the required service companies, and we are estimating the damage.
The work to rebuild Qusair is not an easy task. Death, explosive devices and fortifications are everywhere. Even this school was used by insurgents as a base of operations.
This school was used as a command and control center for the insurgents inside Al-Qusair city. And maybe now, after the insurgents were forced out of the city, students can be back to these classrooms. This was Ala Ibrahim reporting for Breast TV, Al-Qusair city.